For some, attaining a college degree takes a number of years and includes working several jobs along the way. Others still have the opportunity to finish in 4 years at a liberal arts institution. But as more options have emerged, including expansion of fields offered by community colleges or a greater commitment to trade schools, it seems that fewer Americans have faith in the importance of getting a degree. Growing cost is definitely one factor in that. To learn more about some of the possibilities for students in Arizona, I'm joined by Jennifer Rhodes, Program Manager of Knowledge Mobilization Initiatives in ASU's Graduate College, and C.J. Wooster, Dean of Trade and Technical Training at Gateway Community College. And Jennifer, I'll start with you. Is the traditional college experience past its prime, and does that model need significant changes along with other models as we move forward in higher education?
Yes, absolutely. And I've definitely heard, my experience involves working in both community college settings and university settings. And so I've had the chance to work with many different kinds of students. And I've definitely heard from students and parents, you know, the cost of a college degree is so high. What's the outcome? Where are we going with this? And so I have about 6 years of experience in career development, and that's where I'm going to come from in my responses primarily. It's hard to detach from that. But it really is, you know, in my opinion, about the individual in a lot of cases. There's the question of, is a college degree better to pursue, or is like the trade school route better to pursue? When you're looking at the person, it really depends. If you have someone that is, say, very, very well versed in what they want to do, mm-hmm. let's say they want to become a radiology technologist, or maybe they want to go in and be a plumber, and they're really set on that, they're really comfortable with that, that might be a great option for that person. However, if you have someone, like we see a lot of young people and even not so young people, still trying to find their way and decide which direction they want to go into, mm-hmm. going in and pursuing a college degree can be more versatile than going in and getting, say, you know, a degree or a, going for a program with a trade school.
I think a key thing to keep in mind, too, is this whole concept of time to completion. So when people are looking for, you know, what are my educational options, sometimes trying to run that 4-year race is very daunting. And when we look at, you know, the different populations, especially on the more occupational education side in the community college, where we're really working with folks who are either brand new to a career field, maybe they're looking to upgrade some of their skills so they can get to that next level in their job, mm-hmm. or maybe they're re-careering altogether. And when we look at those specific populations, that time to completion piece is huge. So when we look at the occupational education options that are available, some of those can lead to industry credentials in a matter of months and, mm-hmm. and some in a matter of weeks. And there's a lot of value to that. There's the workplace is starting to place a higher value on those industry-recognized credentials. So I don't necessarily think that any given student needs to be pigeonholed to say, well, you're an occupational student or you're a 4-year college degree student. I think sometimes we try to do that, but you know, in all reality, I mean, from my vantage point, especially again coming from the occupational education side, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could expose students to that initial entry point of education, get them some credentials, get them into the workplace, let them get some experience, mm-hmm. then have them come back. Now that they've learned a little bit, have them come back to the college, whether it be community college, university, wherever, and then continue on that pathway.
Is there a perception of college that has changed in some ways for the better because of what we're talking about, this versatility and what's changing? Or in some ways, is it sort of looked at as, okay, there's that ivory tower with those snobs and they don't really know what the real world is like? Are we still seeing sort of both of those things? And does that cause complications when people try to decide, hey, we're going to change how we do things?
Sure. And from my experience, you know, primarily working within the state of Arizona, I worked at NAU, ASU, and some of the community colleges. What you see is you see a lot more first-generation students coming in. So I think that the population is defining the need and how we're changing things as well. So you have students that are first-generation that might not really understand the landscape. And fortunately, we've developed a lot of support programs for those students that kind of, you know, take down that ivory tower, if you will, and bring that education more accessible, not only in the in-person arena, but online. Within those courses that people take, whether it's online or in person, you're also going back to those soft skills. You're developing a lot of those core competencies through the things that you're being asked to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in general, I think, again, that student population is defining a lot of the ways that we change things.
Jennifer, let's talk about online from your perspective. Yes, how big an impact has it made? And are there tweaks as things change that it's like this worked for a while, but now we're seeing students' needs change and technology change?
You know, a lot of institutions have been providing services and really packaging them in such a way to market them to online students. I know that, when working in career services at ASU, we would be reaching out to online students and helping them to locate internships in their area or talk about ways that they can get that experience, because we want those students to feel as connected as possible. And again, having your populations change helps to change their programming and what you're going to offer those students. And that's what the path has been here. And I think that a lot of institutions are doing a great job with bridging that gap and providing students with what they need. Of course, there's always going to be changes that we need to make to make sure that that becomes stronger and that they're getting the services that they need. And job-wise, the experience, definitely a piece that they're going to need. Mm-hmm. The networking can be challenging, too, if they're online. You know, unless there are, say, discussion boards within their classes.
So, CJ, big picture, regardless of what path someone chooses to go, does it seem pretty clear, maybe this is a total no-brainer, that the more education you can get, whatever field you choose, you should pick that? And the fact that there are more opportunities now really is a great thing. I mean, again, it seems like sort of a no-brainer, but I do wonder sometimes with people, we talked about the perception of whether it's trade school or traditional university. Basically, it all boils down to learn as much as you can, right, especially in this changing time.
I think the goal should really be to never stop learning. And we don't necessarily have to put people in two groups to say, you know, this is the only path for you, and this is the only path for you. So you can only do occupation. You can only do more of the academic side. I think that, you know, in an ideal state, we would encourage students to say, you know, what appeals to you, starting with the end in mind? What do you want to be when all, this is all said and done? And then how do we get you on the best path to get there? I think that there's a lot to be said for the different options that we now have available to students. If you look within the Maricopa Community College District, in and of itself, we have traditional credit hour classes. We have clock hour classes, which are very focused on that really hand-over-hand repetition of skills, really learning that that skills piece. We have non-credit options. We have online options. We want students to come in. We want to be able to begin with the end in mind. We want to put them on the most appropriate path for them so they can be as successful as they can be.
But it's taking that person and learning about what do they value. Mm-hmm. For some, it might be salary. That might be the first thing they're looking at. And it might be, hey, I don't have a lot of money that I can invest in a college degree. I'm going to look across the board and see where can I make the most money. You know, looking at their values, their interests, their skills, abilities, challenges. And then also having those particular people go out there and test drive. Mm. So through internships, through informational interviews, I've seen with a lot of students that I've worked with, even up to the PhD level, they haven't test-driven anything or very much. So in order to help them to more clearly define what path might be best for them, a lot of times there's that reality piece missing. Did they do their research and did they test it out to see if they really like it? Mm-hmm. Because what we really don't want to happen, of course, is they invest in a whole trade program or a whole college degree and they think this is not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Now what do I do?
Jennifer Rhodes is Program Manager of Knowledge Mobilization Initiatives in ASU's Graduate College, and CJ Wooster is Dean of Trade and Technical Training at Gateway Community College. And as a reminder, KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District.